A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the arrest by South African police of scores of foreigners.
More than 700 people from various African countries were arrested today in a crackdown seen as a response to the stoning of police cars last week after police tried to arrest them.
Writing on microblogging site Twitter today, Gauteng Premier David Makura said so far 600 undocumented foreign nationals have been taken in for verification of status and criminal records.
Makura said six rifles, six pistols, four shotguns, and hundreds of various ammunitions were seized today.
Makura also said large consignments of counterfeit goods were also recovered from different buildings.
However, there were some reports that the guns belonged to a security company, but we could not verify this at the time of going on air.
There are thousands of Zimbabweans seeking greener pastures in South Africa following a continued deterioration of the economic situation at their homeland.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yes.
Yo, Chris. Long time.
Long time, Jonga.
Legend.
Siyaphila, siyaphila. Eh, balaleli namhlanje ke siqoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa kwabantu eSouth Africa. Yeah, kulabantu ababotshiweyo abavela emazweni achiyeneyo awezwekazi le-Africa. Babotshwa ke phambilini kokunye okuke kwenzakala ngeviki edluleyo lapho amapholisa agijinyisiweyo acele enyaweni abaleka ngemva kokuhlaselwa ngabantu kade bebajikijela ngamatshe. Yesizwa kuthiwa baphose njalo lamabhomba awokuzibazela awepetro bephosela amapholisa ngeviki edluleyo. Imbangela yona ayikacaci kahle kodwa bona amapholisa bathi abantu laba bathengisa impahla okungekho emthethweni. Ngakwelinye icele bona abantu laba besithi hatshi thina silokhu sihlukuluzwa ngabantu izizalwane zeSouth Africa eziza zizobahlukuluza zibathathela impahla lokunye okunjalo. Ye, silaba hlonishwa sizaxoxa labo abazasichasela konke okunengi okwenzakeleyo, Jonga.
Ndisho zvo hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezviitiko zvatanzwa kuti zvasvera zvichiitika muguta reJohannesburg muSouth Africa. Umo tinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvinodarika mazana matanhatu kana kuti 600 zvasungwa nemapurisa mureid kana kuti mukutsvairwa kwakuchitwa nemapurisa vachiti vari kutsvaga vanhu vanoita zvemumakororo vangaita dzimhosva dzakasiyana siyana vane zvitoro zvinotengesa zvigadzirwa zvinenge zvisina mazita echokwadi zvinongoziviswa zita rekunzi kufunga kuti chinhu chiri genuine iyo iri yavanoti pachirungu counterfeit ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvazvichinzi zvazvichiitwa izvozvo pavanhu vasungwa ipapa hatisati aziva kuti pane zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvingani asi panogonange paine zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kwochitiwo vanotungamira dunhu reGauteng kana kuti premier weGauteng vadavid makura vanyorawo patwitter vachitaura kuti vambovhara mukati chaimo meguta yatingati CBD yeJohannesburg vachiita basa iroro rekuona kuti vasina magwaro vari kutorwa vachiendwa nawo vachizonobvunzurudzwa. Hatisati tanzwa kuti pane vabvunzurudzwa varegedzwa here asi vanga vachitaura kuti mukati imomo mawanikwa zvombo zvakasiyana siyana pamwe nemabara kuchitiwo zvigadzirwa zvakawanda kwazvo zvakasiyana siyana zvavari kuti macounterfeit zvawanikwa muzvivakwa izvozvo. Izvi zvinoteerwawo zvakaitika svondo rapera patakaona zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvichirwisana nematombo nemapurisa muSouth Africa imomo muchire mekunge mapurisa vapinda vachi raida zvitoro zvevanhu ivavo vari kunzi vari kutengesa makaunterfeit. Zvinove zviri kuitawo kuti vakawanda vacheme kuti vari kuzongobatanidzirwawo mukati memhirizhonga inenge ichiitika. Saka nhasi pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti dambudziko iro rakamirawo sei. Kana pane vasangana naro, pindai muchirongwa muchitudzawo kuti zvii zvamaona kana kuti mazokwanisa kunge muchibuda mutsaona iyoyo nenzira ipi. Chris.
Yes, Jonga, we have our first guest, that's Mr. Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, thank you, and greetings to your listeners.
Yes, Mr. Sibanda, the clashes, we are getting different signals here. The official report being that the police raided Johannesburg to get rid of bad elements, while on the other side we also understand that the raids were of course connected to last week's clashes with police, who say that they were attacked by the foreigners. Now, can you give us a clearer picture of what's going on?
Thank you very much. I think the first thing is that the police, yes, there was an attack, rather a fight back, you know, by the community, you know, I mean, last week, you know, by the, you know, shop owners. And this is what we see, and that is shown to the world. We see the tail end of what actually transpired. But we don't get to see, you know, the first part of that particular, you know, action where the police just got to the place, I mean, where these shop owners, you know, operate from and started shooting, you know, rubber bullets into, you know, into the streets and the people that were on the pavement, and people started running away. So people, after running away, then regrouped themselves and decided, look, these police officers, we need to ask them, where are their search warrants, which basically mandate them, you know, to come and search us, because our law stipulates here in South Africa that if you're going to search anyone, you must have a search warrant, you know, that authorizes you to do that. So since November last year, there's been, you know, this standoff where, for example, the shop owners, after being notified when they consulted some lawyers, that they cannot be searched unless that person wants to search them and got a search warrant. So the police have been using violence, you know, and abusing people and stealing from them. Now, the authorities are obviously saying that this operation, you know, that took place, you know, today was an operation that was meant to get rid, you know, of illicit or, you know, goods that are counterfeit products. The truth of the matter is it's a revenge exercise and process. I mean, to try and appease people so that the police can act and they've got the authority, because what happened last week is that, I mean, police were resisted from performing an illegal operation. And today, again, what we have seen is we've seen the worst illegality taking place. We have got over 1,200, as we speak, people that have been arrested as we're speaking right now, and they're still in police custody, including people that are carrying, you know, a permit and asylum documents. And the documents that they are carrying, you know, they were taken with them and told that they'll have to be verified at the police station. Now, you must agree and understand that the law provides for somebody, you know, who's a migrant to carry their document wherever they go. And if Home Affairs doubts that the person's document is authentic, they must verify it on the spot rather than to take that person and go and close them in. So that is the first point of illegality, you know, that again is being, you know, performed by the police there. And on the second note, the law also provides that if you are going to do an operation and should you have a search warrant and the person is not there, you may not just ordinarily break into that person's place of residence. The only time when somebody can break into somebody's place of residence or place of work is when, for example, there is an emergency or they've had to call out and they were told that, you know, I mean, the person has not responded. So today, we have seen also the minister coming out and saying, look, we want these foreigners to be actually put in a bus and taken back, you know, to where they come from. So we have seen the worst act of xenophobia coming from the government, from the Minister of Police in particular, and the police officers, and a blatant disregard of the human rights of the migrants, you know, who are lawfully in South Africa. And we have had a claim where they are saying those people, you know, are hijacking the buildings. And those buildings are not hijacked. They are properly acquired. So you've got all these allegations that the government is laying against the people, which are not proven, and they're using them as a smokescreen, basically, to terrorize the people.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Smanda. Please do stay on the line. Let's get to our first caller. Vamananda Magadi. Aiwa kunotirwa penyu nyaya tirukurukura ndiyo yamanzwa iri mudariro iyi. Hello. Nare yenyu inenge iri kuti dzikirei vamananda muchiri kutinzwa here? I think we have lost Mr. Mananda. We are trying to call him again. But coming back to you, Dr. Siwanda, the Premier of Gauteng, Mr. Deft Makura, on his Twitter account, wrote that there were some weapons that were also found during these raids. And we're also getting reports that these weapons may have been legally acquired.
Sorry about that.
No problem. But can you hear me?
Saying,
yes, I was saying that Mr. Makura on his Twitter account wrote that they also found weapons, guns, various guns, and various sizes of ammunition.
Yes, we have also heard that there were weapons that were found. But we have also heard, you know, from the people that were on the scene, unfortunately, you know, because we were not allowed on the scene. I mean, we come from the African diaspora, for example, and we have offered in the past because there is this standoff that they should allow us, obviously, to come in so that we can see exactly what is happening. So to start with, we were not allowed on the scene, and we cannot verify exactly what happened. And already they have created a bone of contention because should they continue to claim that, you know, there were guns that were found on the scene when they were the only people that were on the scene and on the police, I mean the police, and it looks like there's a conspiracy theory, it's going to be very problematic. But nonetheless, we also hear that there is a security company in that particular building, and it's very likely that those guns that are being spoken to, in fact, those that probably where they are saying those guns belong to that security company. And our question is that if those guns belong to the security company, sorry, excuse me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yes. So our concern is that if indeed there was, the guns belong to a security company, why even mention it? Because the people that will see that response that those guns are not unlawful, they are properly, you know, they belong to a particular company. That information is meant to mislead the people so that people get to think that, you know what, there is trade in illegal guns again that is taking place. So we are very worried about a lot of the allegations that are being said because we see that they are all tailored and targeted at making, you know, people very furious and confusing the people about the truth and justifying, you know, the actions that they are taking because the action of raiding today is unjustifiable at law in every respect because the doors, you know, people's shops were broken down using hammers without a legitimate excuse to do that because those people are not running away. The law provides that if somebody, for example, you want to go and search their shops and they are not there, you leave your own key, you know, or your own seal and summon the people to come in. Those people are tenants in a building that is properly managed. They could simply talk to the management of the building and request who are the owners so that they can summon them and go and check into the premises. But they did not do that. So today's action was a show of force. I was at some stage also there, and people were just being chased away, pointed at guns when they were just watching. You know, and that was calculated to get the people to react so that, you know, people could be shot at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Regaitins, we mwem tere, tina mkoma Shepherd Parunare. Mkoma Shepherd?
Hello, Magadi, Rajoma.
Ndere, ndirumpenyo, shukuru, ndafara kwa shukuru, ndzawati mkoma Shepherd, wano taura, wano kuluma, wano speaker. Kana mchirowa dzese dziri 16 languages dzacho kana 17 kana 20 itiroverei nhasi. Ndino taurai tinzwe nyaya tirikurukura ndiyo iyi yatanzwa kuti yaswera ichiitika muguta reJohannesburg. tanzwa kuti vanhu vanga vachitadza kupinda mukati meguta kana kubuda kana vangovharirwa imomo vanga vachingosangana nematambudziko zvii zvamungataura
ya munoona zvinoitika muno munyika muno South Africa yatiri muno airipo ndeye kuti isusu masemaforena hatina sekuti tingadzirirwa nani pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika pamaforena ari kuurayiwa mukati vacha panyaya dzematruck drivers vari kurohwa vachidzingwa mabasa nemasouth africans asi hapana kana chinombotaura muri kuona iko zvino nyaya yejobrik iyoyi yakaitika yeyi mapurisa ndo anotanga zvii zvinhu zvaanganga aita zviri pamutemo zvokuti vanotevera vanhu handiti voinda kana vanotanga vaanaunza kuti musi wakati tichafamba dotdo tichitarisa zvakati asi vanongosvika vongoita zvavanoita handi munoona saka vanhu havazokwanisi kuzvimirira izvozvo zviri kuitika ndii ende nyaya yekurohwa kwemapurisa haitangi nemaforena mapurisa anorohwa neivovaimumo chaivo ungataka izvi nyaya yemarikana yemarikana mapurisa akazozosvika pakupura vanhu handiti vemuno vadi vadzingirira mapurisa asi nyaya yemaforena yanesa nyaya yemaforena kurohwa kwakaitwa mapurisa ikoku yatori problem ende vatokonzeresa kurwa pakati kutaurirana pakati pemasouth africa nemaforeners hozi especially inini ndo driver rori tine problem nemazulu vanokwanisa kuti isusu taakutoespecially mazimbabweni taakutokuti anova kunzi mazaizai hatisi kuonana kana pakambani chaipo chaipo yatosevenza inini panotori netension imwe isingatomboiti ani muri kuona mapurisa zvese zviri mumaziso avo zviri mumaoko megovernment government iri kuzviziva kuti pane zviri kutoitika especially vekudebheni kutonzi inda kudebheni inenge ichitori unomochitorwa nemusoro kuti vakomana ndichanosvika ndichadzoka here nezviri kuitika murodhi imomo havana kana basa nazvo government haitombotauri nezvazvo asi tine madzikoma akaparara vamwe vakasiya mhuri nenyaya yekuti taka tauya kuno kuzoshandira mhuri murikuona iyi nyaya yavaita nhasi iyi haichatotishamisi zvigare zvemunomu nokuti isusu kwatinobva
mukoma Shepherd ndofunga makarova futi nendevele vamwe vanzwa zvamuri kutaura
okay ambe kukhuluma ngendaba yokuti uyabona thina avo kufika vele iproblem esikhona asina umuntu ongatizikela ngoba ukuhlukumeza kuqala ngakathesi even yonali indaba eyenzakele ejobek le bayeqakathekisa ngoba iyenzekele phambi kwabamapolisa abantu bayabulawa abashayela amatraka besiya kubodebheni le bayagijinyiswa bayashisela ematrakini bayenza yonke into izinto ziyaphuma kuma-social media but akukhulunywa ngakho
kati manje
asiqakathekanga thina
ngubambe nje ngubambe nje umlomo kancane kungakubangelwa yini ukuthi bethathe wona lawo manyathelo
hayi bathi iproblem thina sibathathele umsebenzi bathi sibathathele umsebenzi singakwazi ukuthi ukubathathela umsebenzi kwakhona kukuphi ngoba amaphepha siyabe sinawo ephelele i-home affairs iyasinika amaphemithi ukuthi sinjani sisebenze lapho esouth africa iyazivumela ukuthi sinjani sidinga umsebenzi sifuna umsebenzi siwuthole sisebenze lapho e-south africa nje kafana noma unephemithi bayakutshela abasafuni lapho e-south africa utshelwa ngumuntu omunye umuntu ngiyokutshela nge-home affairs hati utshelwa ngumuntu into eziphuma kuma-social media each and every time abantu bebulawa behlukunyezwa beshisela into zabo i-government ayikhulumi ngakho yabona I think kukhona lapho elake ndakhuluma khona ngodaba lonolo lokuzeni kulihlele zeni akulathombululo until today namanje basaqhubeka abantu bakhona but yona le indaba le eyenzake le in 2 minutes amapholisa uyabona ukuthi into ekhona ngabe baqala bona nje ba-informe abantu ukuthi madoda laba abayenza into ezingekho emthethweni ngelangelisothi zahamba dodo sinjani sisenza i-searching yabona not ukuthi abantu bakhona kufika vumbululu eqala udlaudlaa abantu abakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani yabona abantu maseredisera sokutakongokona iproblem yamaforena amaforena akusohodwa asele kuzeni asedoveni bahlangene nabantu balapha abadayisa estrading akuso bantu bamaforena kuphela nabantu balapha bakhona badayisa yona abaphila ngakhonoko
Oko kuthi ukuthi labo babanjiwe inabanye abakhona abavela khona ngapha abazalelwe South Africa.
Abona bangeke bababambe banepha ngoba uyabona into ekhona into le even nakuma radio lapha siyasilalela inyuza lapha. Into ibona abaconcerned naye ngama foreigners even ungakhangela umayor wase Joburg. Into ethiwa yiforeigner akayifuni. Akafuni umuntu oqhamuka kwelinye ilizwe. Ngoba bona bakhala ngokuthi iJoburg isinzedwe ngamaphandle abantu balapha abasena freedom iJoburg vele sebesenza yathi ngelinye ilizwe where is abantu abahlala khona abaselulenge lakhona abanye banamaphepha abanye abala maphepha yabona labo abagangayo abangena maphepha ayisikho ukuthi siyabavikela abajeziswe ngumthetho yabona
Yeah,
Thank you so much. Wataura zvakati wandei mukoma Shepherd. And as foreigners, they are not protected. And he gave an example of what's happening to truck drivers who are being attacked by locals, and he says they are not protected. And he says they are being accused of taking up their jobs. But the Home Affairs Ministry allows those foreigners to work as long as they are documented. Before we go to Dr. Siwanda Timbonzwa kuti vateereri, vanga vachitevera nyaya pashona Facebook page, vari kuti kudii. Tinamukoma Tawanda Wilberforce mutemererwa hanzi nyika yedu dai yanaka tadzokera tavakuitwa varanda. Then koita mukoma Energy Mudombo hanzi vakarova mapurisa last week ndo honzeri. Then Beauty Madiwa Mike Keke Lizzy hanzi ende vatadzisa vanhu kushanda wanga uchingoti ukati pote wosangana nepfuti Zimbabwe ngainake tidzoke kumusha. Then mukoma Makaya Terence vaisa namba yavo tiedza kuvafonera asi vari kuti they closed some of streets in Johannesburg and shops are still closed. Saka vari kuti they closed some of the streets in Johannesburg and some shops are still closed. Hanzi zvimwe zvitoro nemigwagwa zvichakavharwa. Then koita mukoma Taz Francis Chikandiwa hanzi for Zimbabweans the only solution is to fix the economy. Vanhu vadzoke kumusha. Charles Magona hatidzokeri kumusha. Tinobatana nevamwe musuwa, hanzi ngatidzokerei kumusha, tinobatana nevamwe musuwa 16 August kudemo. Ndo mangwe emashoko atinawo Krisa arikubva kuvateereri.
Jonga esindebeleni siyaxolisa kakhulu besingekho emoyeni kuFacebook kodwa sesikhona sesikhona sebekhona labo abalaleli laba sibukelayo kulo Esnat Sibanda othi ay abantu laba bazenzile ngokuchaya amapolisa so manje lawo amapolisa engavali amafactory la abawoda khona into engicasulayo ukuthi bathi ngabantu bangaphandle silo Pamela Khumalo uya sibingelela nje uthi hello everyone bakhona liya ngiselinxusa njalo elisezindlini sixoxeke ngodaba lweSouth Africa lapho okube lesiphitiphiti amapolisa egombolozela idolobho leJohannesburg abopha abantu sizwa kuthiwa inani selifike ku-1200 abantu ababothiweyo siyazi ukuthi hayi asobe eZimbabwe kuphela ngabe amazwe achiyeneyo kodwa ke abeZimbabwe siyazi bakhona banenga kakhulu eSouth Africa bengaba bevalelwe jonga sikhangele kumnumzana Sibanda mnumzana Sibanda bayakhuluma abantu lapho kubana hayi kukhanya amapolisa lapha ayaphindisela nje ayisikho ukuthi kulodabo lukhulu kakhulu kodwa ayikuphindisela nje kuphela ungagcizelela nje lawo khona
ake ngithi mina namhlanje
ngesikhathi amapolisa egombolozelene endawo le kube nabantu izizalwane zaseSouth Africa ekade ziqala ukushaya abantu phambi kwamapolisa wona la wagombolozela indawo ekade kuseshwa khona. And bashaye abantu amapolisa ekhona abheka akakazenze lutho ukuthi abastophe, kanti izolo sithole ukuthi kube nokuhlaselwa kwabantu ngendlela efanayo. So into eqinisekileyo ngokuthi ngempela amapolisa ayaziphindisela namhlanje, sibonile ungqongqoshe owezamapolisa umnumzane ubheka icele ekhuluma esithi laba bantu kufuneka sibafake emabhasini siyobalahlela sazi kuphi lapha ababuya khona. And indlela akhulume ngayo it was uyabona lento ukuthi unonya unenzondo deep seated ngaphakathi kwakhe against ama-migrants. And siyananzelela ukuthi one, ukuphulwa kwamashopu lokho kwenziwe ngendlela engaphandle komthetho. Siyananzelela futhi njalo ukuthi abantu ababoshiwe, sesikhulume nabambalwa, ngiyazi ukuthi emini masikhuluma bese siyacabanga ukuthi kunabezimbabwe, sesikhulume nabantu abezimbabwe abambalwa abaphethe ama-ZEP, abaphethe ama-asylum documents, ababoshiweyo abavalwe ngaphakathi namhlanje. So it is confirmed we have many Zimbabweans ababoshiweyo na.
Pakaoma. Timonzwa muchitsanangura Dr. Sibanda kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, tanzwa muchitaura kuti vanhu vanodarika 1200 vanogona kunge vasungwa kusvika pari zvino, kunyange hako musati maziva kuti pane zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe here zviri mukati imomo. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino?
Chokwadi ndizive kuti tanzwa pane vanga vachitaura kuti zviri kuitika izvi nhasi ichokwadi kuti mapurisa ari kuda kuti abate vanhu vanobva kunze zvizvarwa zvekunze kweSouth Africa kuvashungurudza. Ichokwadi ichocho nokuti nhasi patax rank yepaMTN paita kusangana kwevanhu zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa vakaenda pamberi pemapurisa kunorova kupusa motikari dzevanhu vanobva kunze kweSouth Africa pamberi pemapurisa. Mapurisa hapana chaaita, vakabva ipapo ndokubva vaenda kumahostera anonzi GP hostels kunotora vamwe kuti vaite reinforcement kuti vazouya vachirova vanhu. Vanhu vanga vasingatendegi kuti vapinde pane mapurisa pane mutaro wemapurisa, asi vanhu vanga vachistrika vachidemonstrata vemusouth africa ivavo vanga vachitendigwa kuti vapfuure. Vanhu chete kana vasina chokwadi yekupi vanga vakaukera vachibva nechekure, vanga vachiti kana vakaswedera mapurisa avadzinge ovatandamidza akatovanongedzera nepfuti. Saka tiri kutoona chose kuti chavasi kuda vanhu vari kubva kunze kwesouth africa. Tangetangwa kuti vanhu vasungwa vari kusvika 1200 tisikuziva kuti pane vano Zimbabwe. Iko zvino tava nechokwadi tatotaura nevanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe vakati wandei seniko zvino manhero vanga vachirimo vachakavharigwa, hanzi vakamira kuti Home Affairs iuye kuzotarisa mapepa avo kuti ione ndo chokwadi here. Asi tinoziva kuti mutemo wemuno muSouth Africa unoti munhu anobva kunze kwenyika ngaafambe akatakura pasipoti yake kana asylum document yake kuti kana asangana nemapurisa kana Home Affairs avaratidze ndokuti vamuregedza aende. Munhu anosungwa chete ndiye anenge asina bepa racho kana pasipoti yacho. Asi nhasi vatogwa zvinoratidza kuti purekuita zvisiri mutemo. And munhu kana chinge achida kuti azosei, vamutore vaverify madocument ake, vanoverify ipapo panenge ari, noti kuti vamutore vanomuvharira. Saka tiri kuona kuti today paitwa atinoti nechirungu maillegal detentions and arrest, zvinotoreva kuti patinenge tichiobva apa pangava nenyaya dzakatowanda dzemaclaim nemalegal action anenge achitorogwa mapurisa neminister of police emaillegal detentions nokuti vanhu vasungwa zvisiri mutemo. And mapurisa ari kuzviita vachifunga kuti vanhu ava vanhu vanobva kunze, havana munhu achavamiririra. Zvataurwa namukoma wavenge vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhu vanobva kunze chinotineta ndechekuti hapana munhu anotimiririra, tinongoshungurudzwa. Iyo nyaya yematruck drivers yanga ichitotaurwa iyoyi inyaya inotomedza chaizvo, nokuti vana minista vanga vachitotaura, takatombotaura naminister of police vari pauven zvikanzi aiwa hatinzwisise kuti vanhu vanobva kunze vanotendewa kuti vadrive chirudzii, nekuti driving is not a special skill. Asi patatava kutaura nemadrivers tikanzwisisa kuti chinokonzera zvese izvi inyaya yekuti madrivers vanoda experience, and experience yacho yakatokosha, nokuti munhu anenge asina experience vanorivhesa chero matankers ane maexplosives zvakakonzera moto kuCape Town.
Dr. Sibanda, sorry, timbokubatai muromo, timbotora muteereri. Tine muteereri ari parunhare. We have Mr. Solomon Nyoni. We'll come back to you, Dr. Sibanda.
Yes, Chonga, before we go to Solomon Nyoni, we have just been joined by Teresia Lunga. That's my sister there in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Sister Teresia. Yes, Solomon Nyoni, unjani?
Ngiyaphila mnumzana, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani khona ngapho? Ungaphi useSouth Africa?
Ya, ungalaphi South Africa, kodwa ngiwekhaya khona ngapho kuBulawayo.
Ah, okay. Eh, kumi njani ungasi phathisa la ukuhlelo la?
Ya, ngathi mina ngeli phathisa thina ngoba thina ke sentini na.
Mm.
So njengoba lisiphathisa wathi ngithi mina yabona indaba le mina isitho sami sithi maybe. Ngawuthwala aba usibani kasikhokhela wona. Hawu ngakumbi indaba le bayithatha nje iye kuyazi kwenye platform efana nabo United Nations ezindawo ezinjalo.
Mm.
Ngoba yabona i-government yeSouth Africa ine hypocrisy yabona. Ngoba ukhuluma ngomibhuti yodrive mina sebatragi nokhuluma nomdrive obhuti okhulumayo ngokuthi usetragi.
Mm.
Abantu bayabulawa kwenziwa everything akwakukhulunywa. Kanti yabona.
Mm.
Kukhulunywa ama-hate speech ngabantu abanezikhundla. Kukhulunywa yonke into abantu babo everyday kodwa nje bathule. Uyabona ke manje.
Mm.
Kodwa mawungenzakala something encane bagijimela ebantwini bavictimize abantu abayiwa abangama-victims njalo. Kanti yabona.
Mm.
So bese maybe uqala ngokwami nemethi nje yabona indaba leyo bona ngokwenza kwabo ayiphume emaredweni. Kanti yabona. Kungaze ukuthi athi sandi suka lapha nge-Richards Bay. Kube endleleni lapha abantu wabavala indlela wabulala abantu abakhulunywa emaredweni ukuthi kule ndawo enje. Kodwa kungaba ne-accident. Esebathi lapho uyatshila ukuthi akhulu kule lona ewile lapha so on. Kodwa lawa mali ukuze ama-skinishes abakhulume ngawo. Uyabona?
Mm.
Ukuthi bona vele into le bakhuza abantu babo ngendlela enza ngayo ukuthi lapha we are sitting on a temple ukuthi anytime enikhuthaza abantu abasuka ekhaya abahleli emulini zabo la.
Mm.
Kungcono ukuthi umuntu uthathe imuli yakho uyise ekhaya usale oba uyi-1 ngoba lapha sizokulawa nje ekhaya.
Mm. Manje lona udaba lwama trucks luhamba njani lokho lihlaselwa yini?
Nomzana akula solution. Ninde yabona ukuthi wena ukhatha futhi njalo umuntu ekhaya kuyakuyananje akula lomuntu. Kodwa ukuthi nje uvuka ukuthi thiwa ngizasebenza inyanga iphele ngkhole. Hayi akula simiseko. Akula safety sihamba endleleni. Ama audio player kathi kubelenye ebizungeza manje ukuthi abathona endaweni zabo mpoli lapha emalahleni ngapha bathi bona bafuna ukuthi ebusuku bebe search ema tracking ba kodwa i-tracking nje ukuthi uri foreigner bayakudubula. Thiwa basafuna ukuthi ukuthathela ama paper ngani labelwe kwenzi. Andiyabona.
Mm.
Into lana and ngabona into isekhila ku social media injalo. Kuye uzabona izenzakala into enjalo. Kodwa ikilizwe le intelligence ye South Africa, they can't detect this injalo and akukhulunywa ngakho. Ubheke icele bese sithi remember gentlemen kule meeting abayenze elo eDurban namakula.
Mm.
He is one of the guys who support about the ATP labathi be solid ikule labathi utoto numbers but galo kwazi u driver. That's why we're taking ama foreign drivers. Walo athi this guy wadelele into on yena uminisa lo bheki phele izwana uveze kwezi guys ukuthi into abayenzela mina believe ukuthi abantu abo baba support ngukhulumeni what you see those guys they can die from a cabin bebe nama taxi abazohaya beze lapha ukuze le debit ejwanzi ukuze uma umuntu amama ukuze nama striker abalabe bayathaka abantu bebe suka e cabin imagine ukuthi ngabantu abangasebenziyo isinyo most of them kule sikhathi ababloki indlela lapha elo Marian Hill babloka ngeroli sebebuhle abaphosa omnye wathiwa gentleman yakhethwa sesivumeleni thathani ikhiphe endleleni besibeke ukhiphe itrak endleleni kodwa they claim to be drivers. Most of those guys are not drivers, they are criminals abayimploye ukuthi bezesibulala thina. And okwamanje ukuthi utho umuntu thina sibamuntu ozasimela thina kula uhulumeni lo from mina ngibona ngathi uzima kengcono. This dear government they call them as amaphosa. These guys have got about something hidden. Yabona?
Mhm. Hayi.
Ukuthi nabe ngicela osibandela bangabethathi ngoba ikhonthi bekule kule platform efana United Nations labo bantu bani. AU yafana. Bethi nje bethi nje bona igovernment yawe got paper. Kodwa not being protected, but being killed. Akula umuntu ozaphuma e comment ukuthi this guy is. Yabona? Kodwa ukhulumeni ukhona.
Mhm.
Thank you.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nyoni.
Lami
ngiyabonga badali besuku oluhle. Hayi, la futhi belo busuku bona.
Mm, thank you so much. Hans Dimwe Mtereri Parunare. Hello. Hello, ndiyani vathi nawo Parunare?
Hello.
Eh, starenyu ndiyani?
Utshana namalume.
Sorry.
Malume.
Utshana namalume.
Mukoma malume, narenyi muri kutaurira kure nhasi, haisi kunyatsonzwika zita. Ayu ataura yenyu chirongwa ndechenyu tipei zvamunofunga.
Inini mumbono wangu ndingorangidzianini vari kutaura vashinja apa. Nya
Koma malume ya vyangu dambuka tarasana na outside zvakare kuva connector, but he was talking of he said he was going to differ a bit with other speakers because he said he used to be a cross border trader going into South Africa, buy some stuff, especially soccer jerseys or sports regalia, and then resell in Zimbabwe. But he said that was illegal and people used to bribe the police to do that. So I think he wanted to say those things are illegal.
I see.
Yes, I will try to get him back online. And Tumbons Gokuna, Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we understand that the African Diaspora Forum is trying to come up with a committee to look into these disturbances from last week's and today's. What can you update us on?
Yes, to start with, we wanted to have a march, you know, to the Premier's office and to the mayor and the police commissioner. So we are going to be marching on the 21st of August, and all the traders will continue. I mean, we'll have their shops closed so that we can give that memorandum. Because one of the things that we need to be very, very clear, and I think this will also answer your last speaker who wanted to say that they are illicit goods, is that we are not against police officers doing their job. As migrants, what basically we are saying is let the police come and do their work, but it must be done within the confines of the law, within the parameters and the provisions of the Constitution, which include that when they come and they are conducting these searches, they should not be shooting people, they should not be hitting people. On the 9th of June, we had a gentleman who was shot 9 times using live ammunition. And this is what we are fighting against, because these people are unarmed. They have never been fighting back against anyone up only until last week. So the one of the things that we'll do is to have this match, and the demands there will be, can we have the human rights, the rights of the migrants respected? Because before these people are migrants, they are human beings who are entitled to all the rights that are in the international and the National Bill of Rights, you know, that South Africa, you know, basically, you know, has. Then we are also saying, once we have gathered all the evidence about what happened, you know, today in particular, especially with the breakings of shops, and we've already received a lot of videos to that effect, we are going to be writing, I think, you know, this also concurs rather to what the other brother was talking about. I think it's Nyoni. We are going to write to the United Nations, you know, on human rights, Council of Human Rights, Commission for Human Rights, to basically lay a complaint against what basically happened today, and even the language, you know, that the minister used, you know, in terms of saying that, you know, you want all these undocumented or these migrants to be put in a bus and taken, we don't know where to. That is unacceptable, because he is classifying all those traders as undocumented and justifying that action. On the same note, the same report, we are going also to be sending to the South African Human Rights Commission, basically to say, you know, the actions of the police, you know, were out of, you know, out of bounds. They were, you know, infringing on the rights, you know, of those that, you know, are trading there, and particularly as well as those that were arrested while they had their documentation. So the committee that we had initially thought would actually set up was a committee to try and sit down with the government and say, what is the problem? How do we move forward? On Thursday, when there was an attack, I mean last week, you know, when the people fought back, the police came to the scene and started shooting people. And this is what we're trying to address. But up to now, we have only seen, you know, people addressing the fact that migrants, you know, fought back. as if, you know, migrants do not have, you know, the right to, I mean, a private defense, which is, you know, a defense that everybody is entitled to if they are attacked, you know, outside the law, even by the police officers. It is constitutional in South Africa. I said earlier, you know, in an interview that, look, we don't say this because we know that if you say some of these things and people don't understand it, we might have people actually using it as an excuse to attack the police, even when there is no justification. So, yes, we are writing to the South African Human Rights Commission, which we think that by Friday we'll send this report to the United Nations. Our Commission for Human Rights will also be doing the same thing. And we're also going to be writing to the South African Parliament, you know, to make a presentation, because we have got footage, you know, of the police shooting. And one of the justifications that we had recently was that, but how do you know that this footage refers specifically to Thursday? What if it's for another day? Because already people are trying to wangle their way out, you know, of the dilemma that they are finding themselves in. So today, in our view, the statement that was being made, it was by the police to try and cower the migrants, to be so afraid so that they realize that should we try and protect our rights, we are going to be rounded up and arrested and disturbed from doing business. But we are not going to leave any stone unturned in terms of, you know, ensuring that, you know, this case is going to go to court. And even, you know, suing, you know, the minister, basically for the breakages and the destruction that they have caused, you know, in these particular shops, you know, that they have opened, because it's not all the shops that they've got illicit products.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Silo Masugu, ecingweni Masugu, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Yebo, kunjani Mnumzane?
Hayi, siyaphila, unjani wena?
Hayi, kungcono ngapha, kunjani ngakini khona ngapha?
Hayi, lakho kungcono. Ungaphi kweZimbabwe?
NgiseNkabazwe.
Oh, eNkabazwe. Ye, ungasiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu la.
Yebo, yebo baba. Indaba le ngiyayizwa sibe. Hayi, kulusizi ngoba ngani bethu lezi hlobo abahlangana lento embi kangaka emazweni abeyiziphephele. Kodwa sibona nje ukuthi ama-African countries ngokwawo na angani yinto efanayo. Manje kwesinye isikhathi bengithi ngiyabheka mbona ukuthi abafowethu konke lokhu abahlangana nakho abakubalekayo lapha ekhaya sokungani sokusuka kube nzima ukudlula lokho kungapha. Yikho bengibacela nje singayiphambidlana khona ngani ngoba bengani bayaphuma labo besiyazingela. Ukuthi bafethu ilizwe esithize siqale sililungise ngoba ngani ngoba i-South Africa has got i-sovereignty understanding of ukuthi bona bafuna ukuphila ngayiphi indlela. So kungangcono ukuthi abafowethu ngokugijimisana namapholisa nxa kuyukuthi yibo abagijimisana namapholisa bachana namapholisa abaze ekhaya sizozama ukuncedisana nabo. Nathi sina sizama ukulungisela ilizwe lethu ngapha ngoba kathixo akusebenzi ngoba laloba singaze zikhale kangako singabantu abangekho emzini wabo akulasisindo ngoba kathesi abanye bazathathelwa amaphepha abanye bazalwa bevaleli okungekho emthethweni ngoba kusuke kube nzima ngoba asiyolizwe lakho. Fine, kungaba nabantu ababezama ukuthi sincedisane labo ukuthi laba abantu kambe bangayekela idlame olungaka olungakhoza ozinophobia. But uzibone kunzima ebizweni elingahlelo lakho. Kodwa ngakho-ke lawo ama-South Africans siyabacela sibili mpelampela ukuthi bhekani bafowethu inalikwa-apartheid lasikunceda kakhulu ngoba lalisenkingeni. Remember, mina I was one of the people owavote e-South Africa even so maybe 1994 ngakhasa ivoti yami mina even though ungakhulumi ukuthi kumhlawumbe your vote is your secret, but I'm saying this ngoba I wanted South Africa to be free the way how it is today. But not the extent yokuthi sebethathana lezagila bethana nabantu ababebancedisa ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuthi mhlawumbe i-South Africa ingaba ngcono. But unfortunately wena bakubona kungcono ngalolu hlobo. Kodwa what I'm telling them today laba loba ngaze kusasa African countries are always African countries. Sasa bazasuka beyibo nawo besiza ngakho. Into lezi zingane ziyajikajika. Lathi sasingakhumbuli ukuthi millions and millions we can be found moving in South Africa zisinde iphila.
Hayi, kuzwakala. Hayi, sibongile Mnumzana Masuku. Ke siphe ithuba uMnumzana Sibanda uzaphendula, kodwa-ke hayi ungalalela eradiweni ukuthi uthini. Okay, Jonga, I've just asked Mr. Masuku to keep track of the response from Mr. Sbanda, because Mr. Masuku is actually encouraging those in South Africa to go back home and try and rebuild the country. What's your take on Mr. Masuku's statement there, Mr. Sbanda?
Well, look, I think it's a fair comment, I mean, for where he is, but obviously I think what you're also looking at is that we've got people that have got children that have set up systems here, and we think that it's not just a clear-cut, you know, decision to say people up and leave and come to Zimbabwe, where already, you know, there is, 90%, you know, unemployment levels. But what we are saying is, like he said, rightfully so, that the African problems are the same. And we think that, you know, the whole idea is to fix, you know, the African problems to ensure that, you know, human rights are properly respected. Now, politicians do not use cheap politics and populist statements to try and win people over. Because what we are seeing happening here is we are seeing the government here, in, I mean, of South Africa, the politicians in question, we are seeing them manipulating people, you know, talking about service delivery, talking about jobs, talking about buildings being hijacked and crime and blaming it on the migrants so that they can win the people over. And the reason for that is, you know, there are problems with service delivery and crime and unemployment. And now, instead of fixing those problems, we are seeing that now the government is hiding, you know, behind a finger or actually pointing a finger somewhere else to keep people thinking that, you know what, this is the issue of migrants. If all the migrants that are in South Africa were to leave today, South Africa would continue to have these problems of crime and unemployment. They will not be resolved, you know, overnight. So in terms of what I think, you know, the gentleman said, you know, it is ideal that we can fix all, you know, the African, I think, countries. And as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, my view is obviously that, look, there are still quite a number of deep-rooted and seated problems that might not be similar to the ones in South Africa, especially in terms of, you know, the human rights record. And like I was saying that, look, we are going to be writing to the United Nations, I mean, to the South African Human Rights Commission. And those institutions, you know, that we have, for example, in South Africa, are not similar to the kind of institutions that we have in Zimbabwe. And these people that, for example, if it is found that indeed, you know, these people's rights were violated, which is going to be done in the majority of the cases, the judiciary is relatively fair. It will not have a problem, you know, ruling against government. These people will be compensated, the ones that were unlawfully arrested and, you know, even detained. And the shops that were actually, you know, are broken into. If, again, it is found that, you know, it was unlawful for them to do that, you know, the minister is going to be held accountable. I know that it might be very weak, but they will have to pay, and we are going to be pursuing that so that we ensure that we discourage, you know, those that come into government and behave in a manner that is unacceptable. We know that the current minister was once fired, you know, for, I mean, as a police commissioner, you know, for acquiring, I mean, tender, I mean, buildings in illegal, you know, in unlawful manners in terms of tenders while he was a commissioner during the previous president's tenure. So we know that he does not really have much respect, you know, for the law, but we are hoping that that is something that will have to be decided in a court of law.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sbanda. Please do stay on the line. Christine Mwe Mutereri, Anzitina Mkoma Muzo, Wariparunare. Hello?
Magadiri kumajonga.
Takasimba, magasimba, ndagona here kudaidza zita iri.
Eh, handizvozvo, ndi Mkoma Muzo.
Mkoma Muzo. Ii shortcut here?
Ya, ii shortcut.
Aiwa, tichabvunza hedu rizere kuti rinenge richinzi Muzo wati asi chero tangoribata. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kukurukurai.
Eish, ini Mukoma Jonga nyaya ndaona ndogara zvangu Pretoria ndisi muJoburg but ndanchizvona pa news. Inyaya dzinotisiriri sei. Inichatoda kutaura Mukoma Jonga chinhu one. Ndichitora nyaya iyi ndinofanirwa kuicherekedza ndotarirawo in both hey. Because last week patakaona maforena ndingangoti isusu vekunze vaitema motikari dzemapurisa ndakazviona pa news. I think ndo pakatanga nyaya iya kukonzeresa kuti isvike pari zvino nhasi. Vakazonyanyawo kuoverbehavior to the police. Mapurisa vanhu vemutemo hatirambi kuti vanokanganisa but the way yavakaita manje zvinobva zvatotikanganisa isagara tine disadvantage. Last week iyo vaitaura nyaya yekuti vanhu inikiri mabasa vechidiki mabasa reti yacho yakwirira vanhu vasingachashandi vaitaura zvekuma 30% vanhu unemployment rate. Saka zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiwanda apa zvakaitika izvi kuwedzera munyu paronda kwatakaita isusu vanhu vekunze kumapurisa. Saka ndo vandu kuona zvakaitika zviri kukonzeresa, ende handisi kufungidzira kuti nyaya ichangogumira ipapo apa. Ndodoona sekutoti zvichatoramba zvichitotinetsa isuwa vanobva kunze.
Saka munofunga here imi kuti vari munyika imomo vekunzao vangangopetawo maoko vachitaura kuti tiri kurwiswa nezvizvarwa zvesouth africa, tikunomhara kumapurisa, hapana zviri kuitwa? Hatisi kuti ndo chokwadi, asi tikutarisa kuti tomboti ndo zviri kuitika. Vakanga vachisangana nematambudziko aya, muda kuti vaite sei?
Mukoma Jonga, nyaya yekurwisa ndangokupai chidimbu. Munoona zviri kuitika kucape town uko, vanourayana pachavo muno moto upfugwana. Saka inyika yagara ichingova zvayo nevhaiorensi nechekudhara. Saka isusu hatisi kuti hedu kana vakaatakwa ngavasa, toziva kuti hatinavo futi vanotimirira sezvambotaugwa nomumwe muteresi. But apo ndoona sekuti vakazonyanya kuinda mberisa bevakatsvaga imwe wei isiri yokutema mapurisa.
Aiwa,
ndomaonera ndoita mukoma Jonga.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tinzwe kuti na Dr. Swanda vari panapa vesangano reAfrican Diaspora Forum, tigonzwawo kuti vanoionawo sei nyaya muri kutaura iyoyo. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Muzo. Thank you so much. Dr. Swanda, manzwa kune muteereri mukoma Muzo. Hanza ndofunga vanhu svondo rapera vakapfurikidza maitiro avakazoita pakurwisa mapurisa. Munoti?
Thank you very much, Ms. Jonga. I think, you know, the one thing that I'm happy is the question that you asked, that should these, I mean, should migrants sit and watch when their rights are being violated? And, I mean, the listener said, you know, people are attacked, they kill each other in Cape Town. This is violence amongst people themselves. But here we are talking about violence by the state, particularly the police who are supposed to protect the people. What the listener is unaware of is that in this particular case, for example, starting from November, the Ethiopian community in South Africa has even engaged lawyers that have written to the MMC, the member of the mayoral committee who is in charge of civic and community, to lay complaints against, you know, these attacks, the looting of the money. You see on camera policemen taking money from teams and stuffing in their bags, you know, to go away with it, including, you know, property. We've seen them coming into storming the building. Like, you know, it's a terrorist movie where, you know, you've got these police officers putting on balaclavas, storming into the building and forcing people to lie down, clapping them, kicking them. Now, that is the worst, you know, violation of human rights that I think we have seen so far in South Africa. Maybe the closest one is when we saw dogs being trained on people back in the 90s, you know, by the police. So what we want to emphasize is migrants, before they are migrants, they are human beings. And all the rights that accrue to humanity, you know, accrue to migrants. They cannot just sit back and allow their rights to be flouted because they are migrants. One of the problems that I think we have in Africa that causes us Africans to suffer so much is because we tend to forget that governments are our governments. They are not governments. We are not meant for the government, but governments are meant for us. They are meant to listen to us. They are meant to protect us. But we always want to give the police, you know, this divine, I think, you know, right to abuse people and say, but they are the police. We cannot fight against them. In South Africa, in terms of the constitution, in terms of case law that we have, we know that if the police comes to you and fights with you and even, you know, threatens your life, you have a right to private defense to an extent that, you know, even you can defend your own property. So migrants also have got those rights. They cannot just sit down and sit over their hands and say, because we are migrants, let us allow, you know, our rights to be violated because we are beggars. I mean, that is, nobody is regarded as a beggar. The migrants that are here, they have got permits.
Thank you.
They have got asylum seeker documents.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Smanda. Please do stay on the line. Timbo Tora Mtereri. Tina mkoma Matiza, kanava Matiza, wari ku Zambia. Makadi, baba.
Tulipo, makadi yenyu, baba.
Ayu, watiruwa penyu. Zambia, muri dunu ripi, kana guta ripi.
Ndiripa Kazungula, pa New Bridge.
Kazungula.
Yes, pa construct a New Bridge.
Okay, ndi muri kuri waka, ere muri wa mwe wano, wari kuri waka.
Aiwa, ziri trumpeta zetori, strungo darika wa yedu tichiona.
Aiwa, ndishozo. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda mchurongwa, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ini nicho kutanga nda kwa zisa muri ya Zimbabwe. Yose kumativi mana enyika kwa muri mesi. Tichitani sapanya ye South Africa ya kaitika. Sezo, Dr. Swanda, watu waluda kunyurika ku United Nations. Chokutanga tisati taenda kure kana kuti tisati tataura zvakawanda wanda. mukatarira hurumende yava Ramaphosa iri pachena kuti haidi maforeigners munyika mayo. Iko zvino it looks like chikwata chinonzi APDF chiri muSouth Africa chakuita zvachinoda. Vari kufamba mumastreet vanongosangana nemunhu womuisa. Izvezvi pane mukomana wavakanetsa kuEastern Cape. Vanhu vari mustreet ari kufamba, is a civilian, anongobvunza munhu, toda kuona mapepa ko, uri foreigner, you are not allowed to be. He's not a policeman, maziviro edu, munhu anobvunzwa madocuments nemupurisa nemunhu weHome Affairs. Kwete munhu mustreet, zviri kuitika izvozvo, vagotora munhu iye vagenda naye kuHome Affairs. Vatora munhu iye vaenda naye kuHome Affairs, munhu iye anondosungwa, voregedza vanhu vaya vaita business floro vachida. Iko zvino pane mamessages atiri kusangana nawo atiri kuona muma social media vachithreatena. Havasungwe vanhu ivavo, vanozikamwa, vanotovhara nzira, kuvhara completely business stop, asi havasungwe. Saka izvi zviri pachena kuti hurumende yava Ramaphosa haitode chinonzi foreigner muSouth Africa. Then pane mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza. Pakamuka yoyoyo pakati pevanhu nemapurisa vachitemwa, ndiani akakwanisa kuona kuti vanhu vanga vachipotera maforeigners? Because yairi protest, vanhu vava vakazara mustreet, mukaona video yacho, sei vachimanyira kuti maforeigners? Ane humbowo kuti maforeigners ndiani? Kechipiri, maministers ehurumende yava Ramaphosa, they are repeating my same statement against my foreigners. Whether une ma documents, whether una ma documents, group iyo inonzi ATDS iyo inofonera kampani, yo threatena kampani kuti who gave you authority yoku employ ma foreigners. Asungwe munhu iye ni continuous achiita zvavarikita. Vanosvika pakambani vovharisa, vokudza kuti employer isusu basa, bvisa vanhu vese vari pano. Asi hurumende inofanirwa kunge ichiita basa iroro. Velabor veHome Affairs varipo vakanyara, they are standing akimbo looking at all these things happening. South Africa is ungovernable.
Ndikubatei muromo vamatiza, nguva yedu yakuti mhanye, iregai tipe mukana mumwe muteereri ari parunhare, tozopa mukana kuna Dr. Sibanda wagopindura mubvunzo wamabvunza uye wekuti ndiani akaidentifya kuti maforeigners. Totenda zvikuru.
Mainda, ndachikumbira kuti kuna Dr. Sibanda, kana vava kunyorera kuUnited Nations, South Africa tine industry yematransporters. Matransporters, they are under siege in South Africa. Madrivers,
Zvakwana, vamatiza, ndinotenda, paita vateereri vaviri vari parunhare. Chris, tongoti 30 seconds kuna vasibanda, then 30 seconds kuna vamananda kana takwanisa.
Yes, yes. Let's go for it, Mr. Dr. Sibanda. Just 30 seconds to wrap up.
30 seconds to wrap up. Thank you very much. I think the question that says, are they who identified that these people that were attacking the police were foreigners? It is a very good question. I can rest assure you that one of the person, the only person that was arrested on the scene on that day was a South African who was carrying 2 5-liter containers that had petrol, who even threatened to burn the police car. It was a young man who was South African. So in the midst of the people that were protesting, we've got a lot of workers that said, look, we are part of the protest because we are unhappy, because this is affecting
Thank
us.
You.
This is where we live.
Thank you, Dr. Sibanda. Well. Thank you. Tinswe kunava swasa chuma. Vamananda, 30 seconds.
Mazvika henyu, ndanga ndiri kuda kungoti chese chese takagumbuka nezvakaitika kubva musi wokutanga kusvikira pazuva ranhasi kwasera kuchiitiwa izvozvo marimwe zuva. Zvane zvoka vakasera vachidzingirana nhasi vachibata vachinopaza mashoko. Bati ndanga ndichida hangu kutaura, ndakarerekera kuna hodhi yemadrivers kuti please ngatibatsiranei, avo vari kukirosa ngatibatsiranei, ngatimbovharai bhoda. Ngatimbomavharai mabhodha yese. Ngazvi kana zvikwanisika ngazviitike 24 hours. Marori kushaiwa panopinda kana nemotikara nebhazi then they would realize that we are very, very important. No country can survive without the skills.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. We have come to the end of the show. Thank you as well to Dr. Vusumuzi Smanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And we'd like to thank all those who managed to go through and those who did not. Please try again next time. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Mora Zvakanaka Vateereri.